Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, September 13th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web from the Omni Group. The iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and iPhone 11 Pro Max are now available to order on Apple.com and at most carrier partners. The first pre-orders are set to arrive on September 20th, but stock is already starting to slip for some models. For instance, almost all of the variants of the midnight green iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro are now shipping in October, while the same applies to many of the space gray, silver, and gold models. As for the iPhone 11, as of right now, there is still a decent selection of stock available in most of the colors, but we expect that to change as the day progresses. The iPhone 11 with 64GB of storage starts at $699 and increases to $749 for 128GB. You can max it out with 256GB for $799. The iPhone 11 is available in 6 colors, including white, black, green, yellow, purple, and product red. Meanwhile, the iPhone 11 Pro starts at $999 for 64GB of storage, with the 256GB model coming in at $1,149. You can upgrade to 512GB for $1,349. Last but not least is the iPhone 11 Pro Max, which starts at $1,099 for 64GB, $1,249 for 256GB, and $1,449 for 512GB. The iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max are available in an all-new midnight green color, as well as space gray, silver, and gold. If you're wondering about Apple Watch Series 5 orders, those have been open since immediately after Apple's event on Tuesday. You can still place your pre-order at Apple.com, with some variants still available for a September 20th delivery. In other news, Spotify is renewing its efforts to crack down on abuse of its family plan by requesting location data from users. The company has tried to do this in the past, but has faced criticism. This time around, however, it seems the policy is here to stay. Spotify's premium family plan is $15 per month and allows up to 6 users to access the service. However, as with any streaming service, it's not uncommon for friends to come together to share a family subscription and pay as little as $2.50 each. That's the type of abuse Spotify is now looking to stop. A requirement of the family plan is that all users live at the same address, and by collecting location data from users, Spotify seemingly hopes that it can stop non-families from using the family plan. Spotify last month revised its terms and conditions for the family plan to say that users will be required to provide location data from time to time. The company confirmed in a statement that the new policy went into effect in the United States on September 5th. For example, if Spotify asks you to share your location data, and your location does not match the home address listed on the Spotify family account, your access may be terminated. Apple Music offers a similar family plan, but does not require any location data from users. Spotify's new requirement is already facing criticism, but the company is defending it and saying that all data is encrypted and deleted as soon as possible. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web. OmniFocus for the Web is the new browser-based companion app to the popular professional to-do list manager previously available for Mac and iOS. With OmniFocus for the Web, you can now access your to-do lists from any web browser on any operating system. That will come in handy for the many users in work environments where the Mac and iOS apps can't be installed. The new web version includes all of the core features of the OmniFocus experience, and it syncs back to the OmniFocus apps on Mac and iOS. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for the Web today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5web or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of today's hottest deals, including a special look at where you can get the best deals on the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro pre-order.
Following Tuesday's keynote address, there are plenty of Apple-friendly deals to go around this weekend, including a number of notable iPhone 11 offers. You can get a free device with a new line and monthly payment plan at various carriers and up to $300 worth of gift cards with purchase as well. You'll find all of our top picks from today's pre-order bonanza linked in the show notes below. Apple's new 10.2-inch iPad is also already being discounted over at Amazon. You can save $29 on the Wi-Fi 128GB model, which is, of course, the first discount we've seen and a new all-time low. And finally, after the announcement of Apple Watch Series 5, previous generation models are now being heavily discounted, including $100 off Apple Watch Series 4, and Series 3 is now being reflected at its new price of $199. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com, and make sure you're following us on Twitter under the same name, at 9to5toys, so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals and the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
Other things new on 9to5Mac today include the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Stack Trace podcast with Guy Rambo and John Sundell. We've also got a new video from Jeff Benjamin where he goes hands-on with all 17 of Apple's official iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro cases. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like the Omni Group help us keep making 9to5Mac Daily 5 days per week. If you like 9to5Mac Daily, please subscribe in Apple's podcast app or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.